This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It would help if I turned the mic on.
Yeah,
it would. The sun is shining, and yet it's cold. Mother Nature, make up your mind on which way you want to go. Tobin Ott here for the Wednesday talk show. Uncle Ralph is on vacation this week. He will be back hopefully next week. Our guest this week for the Wednesday talk show is Richard Small. Richard, how are you, my friend?
Fantastic, but I'm trying to get better.
That's good. That's
good. Got to keep trying.
And we are here not to talk about the city of Hillsboro, We're talking good things this week.
Yep.
We're talking the Roubaix Bay Bike Race, and we're talking about the Kelly Miller Circus, which will be coming up fast, and we'll be here before
weeks.
You know it in Hillsboro. Let's have that conversation right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show. Tobin Ott alongside with you. Thanks so much for listening. Our guest this week is Richard Small. Let's see, what are you now? You're with the Cancer Association, you're Hillsboro City Commissioner. You're a minister. Is there anything else you...
Well, only one other hat I can think of. I'm chairman of the Montgomery County Cancer Association.
You mentioned that.
And city commissioner for finance. My position with Kiwanis.
That was a bad decision, wasn't it? City commissioner.
We'll flip a coin on that one.
John Downs, I'm joking. Joking. Come on now.
But,
You wear a lot of hats. That's the point I'm trying
Kiwanis,
to make here.
Kiwanis, I am in charge of the Kelly Miller Circus that will be coming up April 27th.
Let's talk about that. The Kelly Miller Circus.
In fact, tomorrow we're bringing we call it the front team.
Mm-hmm.
There's a team of professional clowns that are hired by Kelly Miller Circus coming to town. I'll be at Beckemeyer School tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for one group of kids. They have so many kids at Beckemeyer, we're splitting it into two.
Mm-hmm.
The first group will be at 9 o'clock, the second group at 9:45. Then we take them out to Caulfield School at noon, come back and go to the Montgomery County Rehabilitation Center nursing home out at Taylor Springs. Then I jump out to the other nursing home out by the hospital, Hillsboro area hospital nursing home, and then finish up at the Douglas Telford Children's Center right across the street, just promoting it. But these are two wonderful people. They're coming into town tonight. They'll be spending the night here in their mobile home, and they tow with them a special car. I haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a picture, and it's a clown car. But this is their livelihood. This is what they do.
Now, the Kelly Miller Circus, that's been a main staple for the Kiwanis Club long time, hasn't it?
Well, this will be the third time we've had them. They only come every other year. We don't want to oversell it. But it's a one-ring circus, very professional. It'll be held out at the sports complex on the big parking lot out there. And the thing that people don't realize is you come out there the day after they've had the circus, and the only way you can tell that there's been anything there is over on the corner of the grass area, you'll see a circle where the pony ride has ridden in a circle. They've wore the grass down. You will not find a straw or anything.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that. I thought you were going.
No,
keep it clean.
We have a dump truck for that, that stuff. But they are extremely neat people. They're very conscientious about leaving the facility as clean or better than when they found it.
Now, with the Kelly Miller Circus, everyone knows that the sports complex is undergoing renovations.
Yes.
Is that going to make any changes
this
year?
Yes, that will change where we park people. We had been traditionally parking them on the south end, south of the main soccer field. But that's where the new concession stand is going, mm-hmm. and they've already skinned all of that off. And, you know, even if we get a slight little drizzling rain, it'll be mud, and we don't want to put people out there.
Right.
So the city owns the property behind the recycling center. And there's a gravel driveway area to the north end of that next to the telephone poles. We will have people there directing and parking cars. We think we've got a comparable amount of space behind the recycling center to park cars, and probably is a little bit closer than was on the south end.
You talk about that sports complex. That has turned out to be a major asset for the city.
And the volunteers that have come through to put that together, Roy Hurl and
Earl Meyer
and Bill Kleinert, and that whole sports association group of volunteers, and Amron and all. Well, there's been so much volunteerism on that. It's a really a jewel in our crown around here.
And with everything going on, I'm switching hats on you just for a little bit on the city side with finances, with mm-hmm. not being paid by the state, so on and so forth. The volunteering efforts, you know this firsthand. That sports complex, you received the grant, but they raised that money on their own to develop that. The Veterans Memorial out in Hillsboro, that was the same thing. Whatever the case is, the Cancer Association's another prime example. Whatever the case is, this community comes out time and time again to make it happen.
We have a county of just barely over 30,000 people. And with the Montgomery County Cancer Association, which is in its eighth year.
And that's unbelievable.
Yeah. The first year we raised $65,000. Last year we went over $100,000. And we've also brought in, for obvious tax purposes and making everything legal and above board, the Montgomery County Breast Cancer Awareness Group mm-hmm. is an affiliate with us. To get into our 501c3 status, which means anybody that donates to any one of those entities,
it's tax-deductible. Right.
What people don't realize, and you know, there's still people that don't even realize that the Montgomery County Cancer Association is there. We're here to help the people of Montgomery County. We are spending, on an average, a little over $7,000 per month in direct aid to patients. We've had 7 new people in the county since January be diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Those people get direct help in financially and morally and spiritually from the Breast Cancer Awareness Group. So all of this helps people right here. Under the other organization that we were when I first came to Montgomery County, we had to beg and get very, very little help.
I think what the key is, too, you have a young member that stepped up to the plate 3 years ago and came out with the Stamp Out Cancer event.
Yeah, Zach's done wonders.
And that has got to help. That has to have helped tremendously.
Yeah, we're not even to the end of our eighth year in terms of fundraising, which will accumulate at our June 30th, I think. Last mm-hmm. Saturday in June mm-hmm. is our annual birthday party. And last year we went over 100,000. It's obvious we're going to go over 100,000 this year mm-hmm. because of the Stamp Out Cancer event that took place last January out at the KC Hall, where Zach and his very limited number of people mm-hmm. raised 32,000.
Let's talk about that for a minute. We'll talk about the Roubaix in just a second here. But when Zach came up and said, hey, this is what I want to do, how did the committee accept this? Did you just let him go and say, okay, fine, your ball, run with it? Or,
well, the philosophy that I've told our whole group, and I was president of the previous group, and when they formed their own group, I had tried to back out, and they came to me and said, if we go on our own, will you help us? And I said, okay. So I've had that same role, which I'm gladly relinquished to anybody crazy enough to take it. But we have operated in the theory, as long as it's legal, and I tell them, if as long as it's not illegal, mm-hmm. not immoral, and not too doggone fattening, we'll accept it. And they said, does that mean we can't do bake sales? I said, go for the bake sales.
Yeah,
I love them.
You got to have sweets every once in a while.
Yeah. But basically, the field's wide open. If somebody comes up with a new idea, which he did, between he and Leslie Pollard, who is the executive director of our Hillsborough Chamber, the Stampout Cancer was Zach's in honor of his father, who passed away of cancer. The Dancing with the Stars was Leslie's idea. And Zach was a little, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. But Leslie put it together. It worked like a charm.
I think there was one dance that came to mind with the mayor's son. That's all I keep hearing about the mayor's son dressed up in 70s get up. That's all I can say.
Well, he had a knee injury, and so it was pretty
gutsy.
Both
of them did.
Yeah, both he and his partner, Missy. They both had knee injuries, but they still got out there and danced their heads off. So,
I know that they're working on this year's event, and it's going to be bigger and better than before. So,
but going back to the point I started to make earlier, we know because of the statistics that were provided to the chamber, the city council, and the people in general before the mine, when they did all their preliminary research, the average income about 6 years ago, per capita income in Montgomery County, was under $18,000. Now, you take a county of 30,000, just barely over 30,000 people, with the average income in the
$20,000 range.
Less than $20,000 range. And we are able to raise $100,000 voluntarily. I think that's amazing. And all the other volunteer projects that you mentioned. It seems like if there's a cause in this area and people need help, they get it. I don't know how it's done, except with a heck of a lot of gut-wrenching effort on a lot of people that really care.
And that surprises me. That takes me by storm time and time again, and it's a good feeling to see that happen. Let's move on here. Let's talk about the Roubaix.
Okay. It's just around the corner. In fact, Monday of this week, I and about 10 students from our high school and some of our scholarship applicants and four of the representatives from the International Bicycle Association group out of St. Louis, who were we're kind of co-sponsors with MCCA. We were out cleaning the corners. When I say cleaning the corners, what does that mean? Well, all of our county roads are oil and chip, basically. And when you oil and chip, you have an accumulation of the loose rock at curves and corners. Loose rock is a very dangerous thing for bicycles where they have a bicycle tire that's less than a half an inch and across. So we go out ahead of time and literally with stiff bristle brooms and leaf blowers clean all of those areas. That's what we did Monday, and we'll redo it or just do a final cleanup Friday afternoon. This will be the 11th annual Hillsborough Bicycle Roubaix. First, let me explain where the term Roubaix comes from. There's a town in France, Roubaix, France, that has cobblestone streets. And years ago, when Rich Pierce from the Washington University came down, and he was visiting with Rich and Nancy Seplica, who brought it to Hillsborough, what do you got here? And Rich and Nancy took him out, showed him our brick streets, fairground, where the race pretty much finishes up. And it's similar to what they have in Roubaix, France. And then they took him out into the county and showed him the hills and curves and everything. And so here we are, 11 years later. It is the biggest and I would say most popular bicycle road race in the entire Midwest. 2 years ago, I don't have it from last year, but 2 years ago, we had representatives from 20 states and two foreign countries when we had just about 560 racers. Last year, we had 605 racers. The five top finishers were all from out of Illinois. The winner was from Ontario, Canada.
Wow.
A second place winner was from Colorado Springs. I mean, people come in here from far and wide.
And it involves a lot of racers, and it will be held this Saturday.
This Saturday. The first race, I believe, goes off at 10:30. Yeah, I think it's in the newspaper.
Okay.
I don't have anything to do with the start times or anything.
Right.
We've got several different categories. The race course itself, one lap is 27 miles. When it starts at the Free Methodist Church and finishes, excuse me, at the Free Methodist Church. All the racers are electronically timed. Each racer will be wearing a band around their ankle that has a metal computer chip in it, and they all go off, and when they cross the finish line, run across that metal strip, it automatically times them. Each chip is individually numbered, and they can get it down to the hundredth of a second. In there. So it's amazing what they can do. We've only been timing the race for the last 4 years.
And this is a sanctioned race, right? With this racing association?
It's a sanctioned race. Excuse me, I get a frog in my throat this morning.
Is that meeting this last night?
Yeah. No, it's this changing weather, I think.
Yeah.
But the qualifiers, the pro race, the men's race, top three, I think it is. Don't hold me to that, but top two or three go on to a bigger race in Minneapolis in June that's sponsored by Nature Valley. It's a five-day road race.
Wow.
It parallels the Tour de France race, but yes, it's a qualifier. We have categories for beginners. We have two categories for women only. And I think there are three categories for men. 2 years ago, the novice category, was won by a 13-year-old boy. And he was just barely over 5 foot tall, but he averaged over 16 mile an hour over that entire course of 27 miles through the hills and valleys of Montgomery County.
Wow.
And one local racer came up to me after the race last year, and it was his first race. He'll remain anonymous at this point.
Mm-hmm.
When he came back into town, you come into town on Washville Trail, and you got to go up Kincaid Hill. And he said he was so tired by that point, he wanted to get out and walk his bike up Kincaid Hill.
And that's a big hill.
That's a big hill.
That's a big one.
But that's not as big as some out on the course.
No. And of course, we'll promote this, too, as a pre-event to it, the St. Paul's Lutheran Church. The racers can load up on carbs because they have their annual spaghetti dinner. And that's a nice compliment for those guys.
Yeah. Yep. They, in fact, they'll probably set up an early registration, which they do there. We actually start registering racers at 7 o'clock Saturday morning. Backing up a bit to show that this is a totally sanctioned race. The race itself, the course outline, everything is pre-approved by the International Bicycle Association. And all of the racers have to pay a flat fee to get a license to be involved in it. Now, they can get a one-race license, which some of them do, like the local people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's going to be a couple of local people in the race this Saturday. They'll just have a one-event license. Others, you can buy a season. Because some of these people, they'll race here on Saturday, and they'll go someplace else and race on Sunday. They travel that way.
And this is definitely the biking season. And how many races are you anticipating this weekend?
We knew about 7 days ago that we already have, by pre-registration online, 585 racers. We're fully anticipating it'll go 650. Now, there is a limit of 100 racers in the professional categories. That's as many as we can take. In fact, last year we closed up the top two categories. There's three pro categories at the top end, and the top two were closed early. The guys were getting phone calls, the guys from St. Louis who handle all the registration, from corporate sponsors offering anything but the sun and the moon and the stars to let their racers in. But, hey, it's closed, it's closed. It's first come, first serve.
How big of an event is this for the city of Hillsboro? This has got to be golden egg, but it's got to be a blessing in disguise.
It's hard to put a dollar amount on it. We do know that you cannot find a motel hotel room in either Hillsborough or Litchfield. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Litchfield Tourism Bureau contributes as one of our sponsors because they fill up all their hotels. And I believe the Holiday Inn Express is considered by the bikers kind of their headquarters hotel. The restaurants are full. The fast food places are full. The gas stations, and thanks to Casey's and Bondi Shell, they donate some fuel for the chase trucks. You know, behind each group of racers, there's a pickup truck following them very closely, and it'll have in the back end of it extra wheels, because all of these people bring along an extra. You never know when you're in a road race, because these are not smooth roads. We were on the course Monday, as I said, cleaning it up. The roads are in much better shape this year than they were last year. Mm-hmm. Last year, we know the winter prior, the 2010 winter was much worse than the 2011 into 12. We had a lot of repair work to do on the roads, thanks to the county commissioners. But this year, there's virtually none. There are a few potholes, and those are usually marked with spray paint so that the bikers don't go right through the middle of a pothole.
Is there an area that, I guess, individuals that would like to see the racers take off or go around the square is that visitors can see, or is this just that quick that it's either hit or miss?
They could get along anywhere along Fairground, anywhere along Main Street. You know, they come back into town after taking off from Free Methodist Church. They go down to Washville Trail, turn out Washville Trail, and go out about a mile and a half, and then turn back to the north, and they follow the routes out there. Here in town, if you were anywhere along Major Hill, Main Street, are along Fairground, those are all prime spots. They make the corner there, it's at onto Seymour at Beckemeyer School, and that's the home stretch. The finish line will be set up at the start and finish line will be at the entrance to the north entrance to the parking lot, Free Methodist Church. And of course the front lawn there at the Free Methodist Church is an excellent place to watch from. And by the way, right there on the concrete slab, right, the driveway part in front of the church, you will see the familiar face of Uncle Ralph Niehaus cooking his famous pork chops.
How'd you get him out of retirement? He was retired.
Hey, he's a member of the board of directors of the Montgomery County Cancer Association. And if they won't let me retire, we don't let him retire.
You notice he's not here to defend himself.
Yeah. Well, that's why we could really pick on him big time today.
But he makes good pork chops. Oh. He's a master at the grill.
The first year that we did that out there, and we sold the porkies, we had people coming back for seconds and thirds of those. Because some of these people from out of state, you know, they've never heard of such a thing, much less tasted anything like that. And the MCCA has a food stand there, which Ralph is very good at helping us with.
I think with the Roubaix, though, what makes it great is it's early enough that road construction on 16 or anything isn't starting. So right. it hasn't begun. So you don't have to worry about road construction at all, which I'm seeing paint on the road. I'm thinking 16's about ready to get a little makeover at some point this summer. But, you know, it's a great time. And, you know, Richard, we're out of time. Hard to believe. Yeah.
Well, people come out and support us. This Roubaix gains MCCA several thousand dollars, which we spend right here in Montgomery County. We need you. Come out, support us. Come out, support the Kiwanis, who gives a lot of scholarships and support to our youth of the community at our Kelly Miller Circus in 2 weeks. You'll see more about that in the paper. And one quick announcement, May the 12th at Lincolnland Community College, we'll have Partners Against Cancer. The SIU School of Medicine is a big supporter of that. Free test, free, everything's free that day.
Okay.
Come out and see us.
Richard, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for coming out. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm Tobin Ott. Next week, we will have Kim Draper and Lynn Sellers in. They're going to talk about autism awareness. See you next week.